Tonight to Acts chapter number 20. We've been in the book of Acts on Wednesday nights, and we're going to stay there until the Lord leads us out of the book of Acts and whatever book he leads us into then. Acts chapter number 20 tonight, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 25. And I want to talk about feeding the flock, to feed the flock, to feed who you're accountable to feed tonight. That's what we want to talk about, feeding the flock. That's what Paul said when he come here in Acts chapter number 20. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Acts chapter number 20, and begin reading in verse number 25. The Bible says, "And now behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men." And here's what Paul said why he was pure from the blood of all men. He said, "For I have not shunned." That means he was bold. He didn't try to sugarcoat it. He didn't worry about their feelings. He worried about serving one person, and that was God and God alone. If you try to please men, you will not please God. If you please God, it don't matter who else you please, as long as you please God. He said, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this," it's what he said, "for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one of you night and day with tears." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for all the prayer requests that's all around the room tonight. What a privilege it is to come to the throne, a room of grace tonight, and lift up these names to you. Father, I thank you for the praise reports tonight that has went forth. Lord, I pray you just be with them. Father, we've heard of a lot of children that has RSV and that has COVID and that's went into the ER today. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless them. I pray you help them. I pray you restore their health in a mighty way. Be with the mamas and daddies as they wait by the bedside, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight for Jake and Savannah and the baby that come forth. Lord, I pray you bless them. Get them out of that hospital safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight for Sister Nicole. Lord, tonight as she's had eye surgery, Lord, I pray tonight that her vision get clear. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, it don't take a long time. I pray instantly, Father, that that eye would get better. Lord God, that she'd see better than ever, Father. Lord, I know that when you reach down, Father, you can take eyes that can't see and make the blind see, Father. I ask that tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray tonight that we feed the ones that we're accountable to feed tonight. And Lord, if there's one that's coming here tonight hungry and just needing a word from heaven, Lord, I pray you'd send that word down. I pray you'd minister to their heart. I pray you'd give them what they need tonight. Lord, I pray for that young man that I talked to today that was just stressed, slap out, Father, and he knew that he was lost and needed to be saved. Lord, I pray that tonight that he gives his life to you. Father, I pray tomorrow, if not tonight, tomorrow. But Lord, I pray it not be too late and that he die and go to the devil's hell. Lord, we pray tonight with all earnesty tonight, Father, you'd save his soul. Father, we love you and we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Feed the flock. As we come tonight, I want to share this with you in verse 25 through. Paul was saying farewell to the preachers there, the pastors at Ephesus. And he said, "I want you to feed the flock. I want you to feed everyone that you're accountable to feed. I don't want you to hold back. I want you to tell them the truth. And I want you to feed that flock." I don't know about you, but there's times in my life that I'm hungry. And the only thing that's going to fill me up is the Word of God. I've got to have that Word of God. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "I have meat that you know not about." Hey, you can physically be as full as you can get, but still be hungry spiritually, needing the Word of God. And tonight, I want to give you some areas that he told them there in verse number 28. And number one, he said, "I want you to be cautious to feed the flock of God." Look what he says tonight. I want you to be cautious. He said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves." And tonight, before you can feed anybody else, before you can minister to anybody else, before you can do anything that you need to do in your life, you're going to have to be be fed first. You, if you're hungry, you can't feed the next man. You're going to have to be full to go out into a lost and dying world and feed them Jesus Christ. Look what he says. He said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. That take heed would be this. It would be to watch out or be on guard or to pay very close attention to what he's fixing to say. He said, I want you to take attention to yourselves. Can I say to you tonight, he said to be cautious to feed the flock, to make sure that you are full yourself before you try to sell somebody else about Jesus. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 5 tonight. I want to show you this in the Word of God where he said, I want you to make sure that you take heed to yourselves tonight. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 in verse number 5 tonight, here's what the Bible says about taking heed to yourself. And so many times in the world we live in, we worry about other people instead of worrying about ourselves. We put our nose in other people's business and taking care instead of taking care of our own business. But here he comes and he says, before you can feed anybody else, before you try to help the next person, you make sure you've got in the Word of God and you've helped yourself. Hey, tonight I say, number one, we must examine ourselves and we must be cautious. Look what he says tonight in 2 Corinthians 13 and verse number 5. The Bible says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Here he says tonight, I want you to examine yourself. I want you to take a long look at yourself. I want you to take heed to what's going on in your life. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. He said, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate, except you be not what you say that you are. Tonight we must be cautious to feed the flock that is amongst us tonight. And number one, we must examine ourselves. But number two tonight, if you're taking notes, not only should we examine ourselves tonight, but we must consider our ways. Hey, you can't call the kettle black if you're doing the same thing they're doing. Can I get an amen? Hey, you can't tell a man where he's going wrong if you're living wrong yourself. And he said, I want you to take heed unto yourselves tonight. I want you to examine yourself, number one, but I want you to consider your ways before you try to help a man with his ways. If you'll turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Haggai tonight, Haggai chapter number 1 and verse number 5, as we study this text tonight, and I believe this being so true in our life tonight, I believe tonight that we must be cautious to feed other people, number 1 tonight, because we must examine ourselves and make sure we're where we need to be tonight. But number 2, we must consider our ways. And in the world we live in, I would believe that this would be a very, it would behoove all of us to consider our ways before we try to tell another man where he's going wrong. So look at with me tonight in Haggai chapter number 1 in verse number 5. Number 1, examine yourself. But number 2, consider your ways. And here's what it said in the book of Haggai. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in bags that hath holes. Tonight, can I say to you, when the book of Haggai, when he got here, he said, make sure what you're doing, that your bag don't have holes in it. Make sure you consider your ways. Make sure you examine yourself, that who you're trying to lead to Christ, they can't point at you and find fault in you. Hey, tonight, can I say we must be cautious when we feed? You got to be cautious when you feed somebody the Word of God. You got to feed them that where they can understand it and where they can get it in their life. Number one, we must examine ourselves to be cautious. Number two, we must consider our ways. But he said, I want you to take heed therefore unto yourselves. Number three, we must make sure we can see clearly when we try to feed somebody. Can you imagine, little Ryder at home, I'm going to give you this before we turn to the verse. At home, little Ryder's got a fork and it's this big. And you give him that fork, he can stick his food and he can eat it because it's his size, Brother Brent. He'd take that, stick that brine weenie, and in his mouth he'll go. Well, one day it was in the dishwasher and it wasn't clean. And man, this spoke volumes to me. Brandy said, go get him a fork. His fork was dirty, so I got him a longer fork, one about like that. And I took that fork in there and laid it down. And you know what that kid did? He was used to feeding it at a certain way. He stuck that weenie and he was on the side of his mouth. He kept hitting the side of his mouth. It wouldn't go in. He was getting nothing out of it. Hey, listen to me. If you're trying to explain Jesus to somebody and you don't think they're getting it, back up on what you're feeding them. Back on up. Back on up. Make sure what you're feeding them is lining up with the way that you walk in your life. Make sure that, number one, you've examined yourself before you go to somebody else. Number two, make sure you've considered your ways. Hey, but number three, make sure that there's not a beam in your eye before you try to get a splinter out of somebody else's. Can I get an amen? Man, I've seen that many times. I'll never forget. I don't do Facebook at all. I do not do Facebook. I get on Facebook. I get put on Facebook, but I don't do Facebook. And me and Kaylee wanted to go to a haunted house so bad. She wanted to go to a haunted house. Daddy, I want to go to a haunted house. My friends want to go to a haunted house. So you know what we did? We loaded them up. We took them to a haunted house. I probably got scared more than they did. And you probably want to kick me out for being your pastor for taking them to a haunted house. But that's okay. There's churches everywhere that needs pastors. Can I get amen? I went with her to that haunted house that night in Tupelo when we went in. And I'm talking about I was cautious when we went. I had done examined myself, considered my ways, and I wanted to make sure she was okay. So there was about five kids went in there, boyfriend, girlfriends, and we went into that place. And we had a good time. She was not drinking. She had not had sex that night when she wasn't supposed to. She was doing what she was supposed to do. Daddy was there with her. My wife put that on Facebook that we went to a haunted house and we had a good time. And there was this man on there said, and I thought you was a preacher. Man, you ain't got a dog in this race. And you calling me. I said, I thought you was a preacher. He gave a long list of scripture what's going on. She said, are we going to fire back? I said, no, I got his number. We don't need to fire back. Can I get an amen? Hey, when I called him up, here's what I said. I know where my daughter was last night. I know what she was doing last night. I know what was going on. Do you know where yours was? Now, what I'm trying to say is be cautious when you call somebody out. You don't know why they're there. You don't know why they're doing what they're doing. I didn't want to send her to Tupelo. I didn't want to send her to that place. I didn't know what might go on. So you know what? Daddy went with her. She was going to go anyway. Well, what if you told her no? She was going anyway. In her mind, she'd have had it made up. They was going. Either I could ride or whatever I wanted to do. Now, number one, I was cautious. I was cautious how I feed her, how I take care of her. It costed me to go. I had to pay all the kids' way to get in. I had to buy supper. It costed me. But they made it home safe. There's going to be some things in your life that you're going to have to make sure that you ain't trying to get a beam out of their eye when you got a splinter in yours. That man railed me there. He had no business railing me. He didn't know the whole story. He didn't know what was going on. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, you be careful when you're trying to use Scripture to feed somebody and not use Scripture to make you look good and make them look bad. Let me show you this in Matthew chapter number 7, talking about that splinter that would be in a man's eye. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 5. I want to show you this in the text. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 5. He's talking about be cautious when you feed the flock. Here's what he said in Matthew 7 in verse number 25. You be cautious tonight, 7:5, I'm sorry. Matthew 7:5, you be careful when you're feeding somebody on the way that you feed them. Look what he says in Matthew 7:5. He said, thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So see, tonight what I'm trying to tell you is when I go to feed somebody, I want to make sure there's not an accusation against me. When I go to that person, I want to handle it the right way. I want to feed that flock the way it should be, and I want to be cautious when I feed. But I see something else in the text. Not only should I be cautious when I feed, but there's a challenge to feed. Don't get so cautious in feeding people that you don't feed them. Amen. Don't get so cautious and so caught up that you don't feed them. Look what he says here. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. Get all the flock together over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. And here's what he said. And to feed the church of God. And I want to give you this afternoon. And if you got any position in the church, this is going to do you good. I wrote this down. It done me good. There's a caution to feed the flock, but there's a challenge to feed as well. Here it is. Preacher, Sunday school teacher, Awana worker, whatever you do in the church, you can only feed who shows up. You can only feed who shows up. This is what I wrote down. You can only feed who shows up to the feeding. And that's their responsibility. It's not yours to make them show up. It's not yours to beg them to get them to show up. It's not yours to beg them and plead and beg and plead and call and text and plead and beg. They're grown folks. They understand that where they're supposed to be at. They're supposed to be at the house of God. He didn't tell them to beg them to come. He didn't say lure men to come. He said, when they get there, you feed them. What do you do, preacher, if you only got two? You feed them. You feed them. Look here. When a restaurant opens up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, they're going to feed who comes in. Two people comes in, they're going to feed them. If 100 comes in, they're going to try to feed them. Let me give you this. Preachers, Sunday school teachers, or one of workers, whoever you are, you can only feed who shows up to the feeding, and that's their responsibility to show up, not yours to worry about. Let me give you this tonight. He said, feed who is there. 1 Peter 5:2, feed what's among you. I want you to write that down. You feed who's amongst you. Who comes in, you feed them. You know, I never know who's going to come in here on a Sunday night, Wednesday. I never know who's going to come through this door. But I don't want somebody to walk in and change how I'm going to feed. I don't want somebody to walk in and change what I'm going to feed. What God's given me, I'm going to feed that no matter what I know about them or I don't know about them. I want to feed the Word of God. Number two, you feed what's been purchased. You can only feed what's been purchased. Look what he says. He has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. I see we feed what's amongst us. We feed what's been purchased. But we feed because it's a command. We feed that flock. We feed those that are amongst us. Turn with me to John chapter number 21 in verse number 17. We feed what's amongst us tonight. And we do that. And we do that in a way that would be honoring and pleasing to God. And we feed on the Word of God. We feed because of the command. And here's what he asked old Peter there in John 21 in verse number 7. That challenge to feed. He told old Peter, he said, Peter, do you love me? And you know what Peter said? He said, Lord, I love you. Here's what he said. He said, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded up his fisher's coat and he went. And he cast himself into the sea. Now go with me to verse 17. Here he is. He's coming to Jesus. He's girded up himself. He's coming to Jesus. He's coming to where Jesus is. And Jesus is fixing to give him a command about feeding. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you. If you love God, you're going to tell somebody about Jesus. If he's living inside of you, you're going to feed somebody. If you're a daddy, the first person you should feed would be your kids, Jesus. It ought to be the first person you feed is Jesus. If you're a mama, the first person you ought to feed is your kids, Jesus. You say, well, I ain't got nobody to feed, preacher. I'm a stay-at-home parent. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't get out in public. You got somebody in your home. Feed them. He said, thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, then feed my sheep. Feed them. Give them what they need in their life. Now let me get down, and I'm going to cut it short here. Number one, we must be cautious to feed. Number two, there's a challenge to feed. And why do we feed the Word of God? Why do we preach this Bible when we come in? Why do we stand on this book? Why? Why do we do this? Why don't we just sing the whole service? Why don't we just sing the whole service and then go home? Why? Because singing's good and it's great and it will feed you, but it won't feed you like this will feed you. Now this is the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread. This is the bread. He said, I am the living water. Right? So when I read this Bible, I get bread, I get water, I get everything I need when I read this. And here is why we must make sure this Bible is always preached at this church. Not opinionated. Well, my opinion, you don't want my opinion, I don't want yours. When it comes to the Bible, I don't want your opinion, what you think about it, you don't want my opinion, what I think about it. You want Scripture to back up everything that is said. You've got to have Scripture to back it up. So why must we feed who's amongst us? Number one, we've got to be cautious. There's a challenge because there's corruption trying to get in. There's corruption trying. Look at the corruption. Here's what he told about Ephesus. He said, there's corruption coming in. He said, I know. He said, I've been here 3 years with you, but I see it coming around the corner. I see it trying to get in. It's trying to wiggle its way in. And it's not trying to wiggle its way in from people on the outside. It's trying to wiggle its way in from people on the inside. Most churches, battles they fight are on the inside and never on the outside. We don't fight the world. We fight one another. We don't fight the world. Well, I tell you, we war one another. If somebody's always chewing on you, you make sure they know Jesus. If somebody's always, listen, that's not a fruit of the Spirit. I understand there's times, hey, my wife, listen, she's saved. And she'll chew on me, you hear me? But it's because I need it. But if they're always a problem, and they're that person's always a problem, you be aware of that person. You be very aware of that person because corruption's trying to get in. If you get around that person and they're always wanting you to, you be careful, you be cautious. Because corruption's trying to sneak in around the corner. I don't want corruption in my marriage. Can I get an amen? And I don't want corruption in this local body. I don't want it. I'd rather have 5 than 500. I'd rather have 5 where there's unity and there's peace and we love one another. Kids can come over and play at the altar. Than 500 where everybody's biting on one another. What good is that? I can get that in the world. I'm supposed to come here and not worry about them grievous wolves that snuck in amongst us. Let me show you this in the Bible. Here it is. Here's what he said. For I know this. He said, listen, I'm not telling you a fairy tale. He said, I know. He said, I know this, that when I depart, they shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. You know what a wolf does when he gets around a sheep? He don't spare you. He's going to eat you. He's going to devour you. He's going to kill you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Let me give you this. Grievous wolves is a false, fake preacher. A grievous wolf is a false, fake preacher. They're cruel. They're violent. They'll tear up the flock instead of building it up. Man, they'd soon tear it down than build it up. They'd soon just sell anything. Do anything. Anything in the church to make everybody happy instead of preaching the Word of God. I've not come here to be happy. I've come here to get help by the Word of God. And once I get help, I get happy. Amen? Let me give you this. You say, preacher, why must we be careful about this corruption trying to get into the flock? I want to give you 3 things that the flock does. They speak perverse. He said that when a grievous wolf come in, they're going to speak perverse things. They're going to distort or twist the truth. And I want you to write these down. We're going to turn to them. We got to turn to them. Number one, be careful of corruption getting in amongst us. Number one, because the flock is weak. The flock is always weak. There's no church that's not weak. Every flock is weak. Every flock is weak. What is strong? Jesus. Turn with me to Matthew 26, 41. Every flock is weak. You said, boy, I wish I was stronger. We're getting stronger, but you got to remember, we're sheep. We're just sheep. Every flock is weak. Matthew 26, verse number 41. I want to show you this. Corruption can enter in because we're weak people. We're weak. As strong as we think we are, we're still weak. Matthew 26, 41, the Bible says, and can I say this before I go into there anymore? It's Peter, James, and John. Amen. These are pillars of the faith. These ain't weak men. These are strong men. I'm talking about cut a man's ear off. I'm being pretty strong. He ain't no sissy now. He's wanting to kill them all when they come to get Jesus. And here's what he says. He says, watch and pray is what Jesus told. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The strongest Christian in this room, I beg you, watch and pray that you don't get enter into temptation. I beg you. If you're a mighty warrior for God, that's who Satan wants. That's who that wolf wants. As strong as you think your prayer life can be the best you ever in the world, and you can be on the mountaintop right now, but Satan's wanting you too. He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing. I've seen people walking here on fire for God. The Spirit's willing, son. But then they get out from here. The Bible says the old flesh is weak. We're a flock that is weak. And we must stay in the Word of God because we're weak. Can I say to you, not only are we weak, but the flock is always at war. There's always a wolf trying to get us. There's always a wolf trying to get in somewhere around here. In every church. And when the church that says there ain't no wolf, the wolf's done in. They better get to dig and find where their wolf is because he's done in amongst them. Better get them out because it'll destroy what God's trying to do. Let me show you this. 1 Peter 5:8. He said, the flock is weak, but the flock is always at war. Always at war. And we got to stay ready and not let the things of this world tear us apart. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is so weak. Always at war. The flock is weak and the flock is at war. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. There he is. Call him out. The adversary, your devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking who he may devour. Seeking. He's seeking. He's wanting to devour somebody. That's why we must feed on the Word of God. Can I say to you, you got to feed on the Word of God daily. Don't miss a day feeding. Number one, the flock is weak. Corruption's trying to come in. The devil knows it because he knows we're weak. He knows how to war with us. The greatest war you've got right now, I guarantee you, is in your mind. He wants to war your mind. He wants to war your mind so bad, distort the truth. The flock is weak. The flock is always at war. And the flock, I know this to be true. The flock is prone to wander. They are prone to wander. You say, well, you made that. Listen, sheep will get out and they'll wander. Shepherd got to go get them, got to bring them back, got to help them, got to be cautious when he goes gets them. There's a challenge to go get them because something has wandered them away. Something has enticed them. Man, the spirit's willing. I fell victim to it. My flesh is so weak. I told Brandy before we come to church, I'm going to finish with scripture. I told Brandy before we come to church, I said, I'm going to get back on nothing but water. She says, you don't want me to buy no more Diet Mountain Dews? I said, well, listen, don't buy 3 12-packs a week because they only do for about 2 to 3 days and they're gone. That thing does not quench your thirst. It leaves like a, you know what I'm saying? And then I say, but I can leave them in the refrigerator. Here's what I tell her. I said, just leave them in the refrigerator. You know, you take that 12-pack and you break that little old paper off of it, and they dispense. They're so easy to get to. And they're so easy to get to. They dispense on their own. They're cold when you want them. And I said, I tell you what, just leave them in the refrigerator and I won't fool with it. Okay. 2 o'clock this morning, man, I was thirsty. And I went to the refrigerator. There they was. Their water was. Their milk was. What do you think I grabbed? She said, I don't say you drink that with caffeine, lay back down, go back to bed. I said, ain't nothing to it. The spirit's willing. If you don't want to know how weak your flesh is, don't go on a fast. Lay you something down for 30 days. Lay you something down and see how weak your flesh is. Your spirit's willing. I'm going to do this for 30 days. I'm going to stand on this for 30 days. Spirit's willing. Be careful. Within them 30 days, your flesh will get weak. Turn with me. I'm going to show you this, that the flock is prone to wander and not do what's right. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Chapter 10:12. I know it's a lot of scripture. But if you're going to feed somebody, you got to feed them the Bible. You got to feed them scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:12. I want to share this with you. This is for me more than it is anybody. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. When you think everything's going good and you think everything is just where it needs to be and everything's hunky-dory, you be careful. You're being set up. When you think, oh, today I get my Bible when I get back home, before long you're 2 weeks out and you ain't even picked it up. Before long, well, I ain't going to pray right now until you're 2 weeks out and you ain't even said a prayer. Because there's a time that old grievous wolf made it look like everything was okay. Made it look like everything was good. And you said, I can take it easy. If you're a Christian, you better not take it easy. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. We must make sure the flock is fed with the Word of God and not the things of this world. In doing so, we must be cautious to accept the challenge and keep the corruption out of this local body flock. keep it out. And how do we keep it out? By the Word of God. By the Word of God. Standing at a store the other day, they asked me a question. They said, what do you think that? And they told me the situation. They said, you're a preacher, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think about it? I said, James 4:17. For man knoweth to do good and doeth not, it is sin. You didn't answer the question. I said, I gave you Bible, you answered the question. This right here will never lie to you. It'll never lead you wrong. Make sure you're feeding on the Word of God. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for this congregation. Thank you that we can just come and do a Bible study tonight and feed on that Word tonight, Father. Father, we're cautious in who we let come in this pulpit. Father, we're cautious in what kind of Bible they bring into this pulpit. Father, we're cautious as a church. But they may come a day the next group wouldn't be cautious. Lord, we're cautious because we know there's a challenge. You said, if you love me, feed my sheep. And Lord, we feed because corruption's on every corner. And Lord, we don't want to be the one that falls victim to that grievous wolf. Lord, we call him out tonight. His name is Satan, and we call him out and we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless these families. Watch over them. Watch over, once again, all the babies tonight, Father, that's got sickness, that's been in the hospitals, that it's just there's a lot of sickness with them babies. You be with them, Father. I pray that in Jesus' name. Be with Jake and Savannah and their little new baby. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray tonight that you have your will and way in this service. Be with Sister Coburn. Lord God, help her vision. Lord, bring it back tonight. Restore it, Father. She gets up in the morning and goes to read her Bible. Lord, I pray it just comes alive on her. Lord, thank you for this night. Bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.